Hello everyone, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the seminar by Adaniya Dr. R.K. on the topic Inner Awakening. Just a few words about Dr. R.K. Dr. Marellus V. Ramakrishna, he came all the way from Hyderabad, South India, to enlighten us with various topics in scientific spirituality. He is a research doctorate in biochemistry from the holy city, Varanasi, and he's an exponent in scientific spirituality, practical spirituality, art of living, science of living, and holistic living. So, thank you once again for coming all the way and joining this seminar. I'm sure this will be one of the most enlightening lectures you have ever heard. Thank you and enjoy. Please welcome Dr. R.K. So, without wasting any more time, I'm going to hand in the mic. And let all of us sit back and relax and just focus on what he says. Thank you very much.
We will chant Omkar three times, then Guru Pradhana and once Gayatri Mantra, and then start the class. Sit straight and always remember, when we are talking about this inner awakening, it is the backbone which awakens us. So be sure that your backbone is properly placed, straight. And especially, much of our stress and strain exists at two parts of the body. One is the neck and other is the diaphragm. And especially about the physical consciousness, we always try to keep our belly a bit drawn back, and that gives the main stress. So relax yourself completely. Feel that this part is relaxed.
Those who are not able to hear at the back,
everyone please raise your hand so that we may see. All are able to hear? Okay.
Huh?
Those who find it difficult can come forward. Kurchi? No, he can bring his chair also. Jai Gurudev. Be careful about the wires below, right. Or how about sitting here? That's best. It's okay. Just be careful about the wire.
Thank you very much.
Is it okay for you now? No chair is obstructed? So be careful about what I am trying to convey to you is not a class, not a teaching, but it is a complete about turn, a sirsasana of how we are living. So the first thing what we forget always is, we forget our backbone. So you check your backbone, see that it is properly balanced, and see that your shoulders are a bit open. And say, already you feel relaxed. Your head must be as if placed on the cervical bones. And see that it is neither like this nor like this, but this pose. Just a bit lower. And now when we are talking about the inner awakening, I would like to go a bit fast because I have to tell you a lot, but I know that you already know what I am going to tell. But what I am trying to tell is, knowing is something different from practicing and being aware of it. This particular class is meant to develop your consciousness. And now you have to know the difference between consciousness and awareness. Consciousness is that which you know that you are conscious. There are three levels of consciousness in our life. The number one is, of course, the wakeful state. We are all aware of it. And the other is the dream state. We are also aware of it. But none of us is aware of the sleep state. And the rishis say that your sleep state is the cause of the world. Let me repeat again if I am not very clear. The cause for the entire universe is because of your sleep state consciousness. And when you are aware of that sleep state consciousness, we call it samadhi. That is the difference. Samadhi is nothing but sleep state. But you are conscious of your sleep state because you say, today I have slept well. Today the sleep was not good. And probably many times we feel that the sleep was not good. But we are not aware of it. Be aware of this two words that I am going to use very frequently. When I say aware, I mean, you know, every pros and cons in depth of that state of consciousness. In wakeful state, we are aware of the world. Am I clear about that? All of you are following it? Now where I am going to lead you is a miracle actually. If you understand this, from today you can control the universe. From today. That is the guarantee I am giving it. But you should be aware of it. So I am talking about the wakeful state. We are awakened of that state. We know what is happening. Throughout the world today we know. Because of the TV, because of the mobile possibilities we have. And even if we are properly prepared, what I am now talking, the entire world can hear and see it, is it not? Are you able to now understand that your wakeful consciousness is quite different from your wakeful consciousness which was just about 20 or 30 years back? These facilities, these communications, these transport systems were not there before. But now you are aware of these facilities whether you use it or not. You understand the difference between wakeful consciousness? You are conscious. You don't know anything about it. You are conscious that you are wakeful. But today's wakeful state has made you an interstellar consciousness which is wakeful. Try to understand the depth of that statement. At present, in wakeful state, you are not only aware of planet Earth, you are also aware of the entire stellar system. So I will take you to a great voyage. The voyage. Just follow the voyage. I am not going to tell anything. You just see. We are taking a very, 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 very gigantic step in light years and micro small steps. You just enter the voyage. There will be an English... Okay. So when you, before you start it, I will tell you two more things. In all wakeful state, whether it is anywhere in the world, in all dream state also, there are two points which are very important, the time and space. Time and space makes you aware of your particular consciousness. In the wakeful state, just a bit. In the wakeful state, our time and consciousness are related. When we say we meet here in Auckland at 3 o'clock today, the entire people in the world know. Whether they want to come or they want to see there itself, they can do it. You are understanding what I mean by the time-space consciousness? You know where this incident is happening. And at that particular time, if you are really interested in knowing it, you can know it. So, the entire humanity in wakeful state is linked in time-space consciousness. Maybe the times are different, but you can correlate. New Zealand, when you compare to India, is 8 hours earlier. But if you can remember the time change, you can exactly contact at that particular space and time continuum whatever is happening in the wakeful consciousness. All of you understood? You want it in Hindi? Anyone? All of you understood the time-space consciousness? And remember that after this class, you will be the master of time and space. The only thing needed is a little bit of practice. Why? In the dream state, what happens? The universe is gone. The wakeful consciousness is gone. But still the time-space consciousness is there. And do you know one miracle in the dream state? You are the controller of the time. In a dream state, you imagine that you are in a dream state, you are seeing a dream. And in that, you experience a very horrible and pleasant mixed experience. It is both happy experiences related with some troublesome, pitiable experiences. For 300 years, you are dreaming. You have dreamt for 300 years, you have lived a life, you have grown, you have felt this and that, something good, something bad, something very pleasant, something very promotional. And when you get up with that feeling, with that nausea, with that memory, with the delight, whatever may be the condition of the dream. And when you see the time, what happens? Just 5 minutes is gone. Just 5 minutes, and you are the creator and experiencer of both time and space. Are you aware of that? Now, you must never have thought that in dream state, you are the creator of what? Of both time and space. And in the dream state, the 300 years are 300 years. But when you get up in the wakeful state and see, it is only 5 minutes gone. So what could you do with your life? You could experience, enjoy, grow, evolve, feel, everything that you do in the wakeful consciousness for a great period of 300 years, depending upon the time of the dream. So what has happened? The wakeful state has been zipped, what we call in the computer language. The huge file has been zipped into a small packet. But all the experiences are there, all the evolutions are there. And mind you, as a scientific lecturer, I know that majority of the scientific discoveries were followed by a dream. You read their autobiographies and biographies, you will always find that they have dreamt about their solutions. And what about the sleep state? You go beyond time and space. So these are the three awakening points which I want to instill into you. In the day-to-day wakeful state, you are not the controller of time and space. You are controlled by time and space. But in the dream state, you create your time and your space, your experiences and whatever you want. And you know that if you can dream properly, you can make the dream a reality, as all scientists prove it. If a scientist can prove an instrument that he has dreamt to come true, why not your own life be a true experience of your dream experience? You have just to be aware of the inner awakening. You should be aware of what is happening in yourself. And if you go into the samadhi state, you are beyond time and space. But I won't talk about that beyond time and space. I will more concentrate on the dream state and the wakeful state, and they will tell you certain tips where you can make your dreams come literally true. Now you have this voyage. See what is happening in the world today, in this time-space continuum. Today, wakeful consciousness. Just follow it. This is a trip at high speed, jumping distances by factor of 10. All of you are following it? I need to read it. When we go into the macrocosmos, we will go into the atom, to that level to which we have gone up. So the bond voyage starts. Distance to a bunch of leaves in a garden, you just see the leaf there. A leaf is there from a distance of 10 meters. And we go up and up and up. Not only the leaf, but you see the houses and forests. The leaf is there. Now we'll go to kilometers, high and high. The whole city is observed. But we can't see the houses. At this height, the state of Florida, USA is just coming into the view, the entire state. Typical sight from a satellite. 10,000 kilometers, the northern hemisphere of Earth and part of South America. The Earth starts looking small. The Earth and the Moon's orbit. Part of the Earth's orbit is in blue. Orbit of Venus and Earth. All planetary orbits. The solar system with its planets. Now the solar system is looking small. Sun is a small star in thousands of stars. Now we go to the light year scale. Now what are you saying? Just dots in the infinity. Just as Adarniya Pranavji was telling, we are knowing everything about nothing. This is the Milky Way. We are going into the Milky Way. The periphery of the Milky Way. Now we go to the nebulae. Other galaxies as well. From this distance, all the galaxies look small with immense empty spaces between. The same laws are ruling all bodies of the universe. This you should underline. If you know the rules, the same rules you can also apply. All the rules are common from the planet Earth to these great distances, and later when we reverse the process, when you go inside the atom, smaller dimensions, the same laws are applicable. We are coming back. We are coming back again Now at this particular stage, who are we? Where are we going? And where did we come from? Knowing all these things. Or what do we represent in the universe? And you remember this, 10 to the power 23 is the distance we have traveled. And now from the leaf, we go to the smaller distances. We reverse the trip. We could touch the leaf with our hands. A very big leaf, a small portion of the leaf. As the leaf grows means you are going inside the leaf. At this distance, it is possible to observe the structure of the leaf. The cellular structures begin to show. The cells can be delineated. You can see the union between them, between the cells. Now we are going inside the cell. The nucleus of the cell is visible now. I think you recognize what it is. The chromosomes in the nucleus of the cell. The DNA chain is visible now. You see, 10 to the power minus 8. We go up to 10 to the power minus 23. The chromosome blocks can be observed. Now the chromosomes are blocks. Now the electrons we see in the atom. And now you see the microcosmos, similar to the macrocosmos at this level. We see the electrons orbiting the atoms. An immense empty space between the nucleus and the electron orbits. At this incredible and minuscule size, we could observe the nucleus of the atom. The nucleus has become so big that it is housing its own particles. Here are, in the field of the scientific imagination, face to face with a proton. Examine the quark particles. There is nowhere further to go. We are at the limits of the current scientific knowledge. This is the limit of matter. So, we have finished our voyage. Are you the center of the universe? Are you the special creature of the creation? What is behind the limits? Are there any limits? These are the questions which naturally come to us. So these are the questions which we are going to answer with the process we are going to undertake now, known as the inner awakening. This is where it will lead you. And now this particular aspect, what we have studied, is what is known as knowledge. Knowledge means that which you get from the five senses. You have five senses, and whatever knowledge we have seen here is nothing but the knowledge we have obtained by the five senses, of course with the help of a microscope or a telescope. But still it is the eye which you are using, the ears which you are hearing. This knowledge which we obtain by the five senses in Sanskrit is known as Veda. Veda means knowledge. We have gone up to the power 23 and then below up to the power minus 23. Not exactly minus 23, but it doesn't matter at that range whether we call it as minus 20 or minus 16 or minus 23. To just give the uniformity of our calculations, we get 10 to the power 23 and 10 to the power minus 23. This knowledge source is what we get by the 23 letters of Gayatri Mantra. That is why Gayatri Mantra is told as Veda Mata. So many people ask me, how am I be so sure that this infinite knowledge, tremendous knowledge, is in 24 letters? But what about the electricity? Three letters are there. Voltage is proportional to current with a constant R. V is equal to IR. Three letters. And the entire magic that you are now saying until today, including the probably coming future computers, are based only on that formula. Three letters. V is equal to IR. Then why do you doubt that if you can understand the formula of Gayatri as Vedamata, you can reach the limits of the universe? Just as you are sure that you can reach the limits of any electrical discovery which was made, which is being made, and which will be made, will be based only on that formula, V is equal to IR. Or the nuclear energy, E is equal to MC squared. Just three letters. Then 24 letters. Vedamata you understood? And now, you see the... beta, alpha, theta, delta. And now what happens, all this magic which we have seen is based on the electrical impulses in our brain. That type of vibrations which we generally have in wakeful consciousness are called as beta waves of the brain. These beta brain waves, from normal thought to panic, this you reason very carefully. In our daily conscious life, we are only two states. When you are able to face some problem, we face it. And when you can't face it, what happens? Panic. And the inner awakening is the exact reverse process of these beta vibrations. That is what Arjuna Vishada Yoga says. That is exactly what the modern scientists, especially doctors, they call it as relaxation response. This is the panic response. Either you face the problem which you can face, and the problem which you cannot face, we panic. But modern cardiologist doctors say that if you can relax, all your heart problems can be solved. Not panicking, relaxing. And what are the brain waves which gives you relaxation? Though it are known as the alpha brain waves, I get lost in daydreams, fantasizing in visualization, we think. Generally, daydreaming we mean it is useless. But don't you think that many of the greatest discoveries are nothing but dreams of certain people? Don't you think so? Do you doubt it? Even the flights that we have now, in the 16th century, Da Vinci planned about it, and people criticized him, that how can a human being fly? After 300 years, some few people concentrating on that particular fantasizing that a human being can fly, for 2 minutes, in 1902, the Wright brothers, were able to stay in air for only 2 minutes. But now, it depends on what you want. You understand? So, if you have the alpha brain waves, what can you do? Your desires will be fulfilled. The only trick you have to know is, you have to shift from beta vibrations, variations, frequencies of the brain to the alpha brain waves. And this alpha brain waves develop when you repeat a particular sound a number of times. We, in our Indian logic and philosophy, call it as japa. Repetition of the same sound creates alpha brain waves. They are associated with relaxation, detachment and receptive mind. Detachment is called vairagya, relaxation is shanti, and concentration is dharana. You know, all these are the regular words which you use when we are practicing Gayatri Mantra Japa or any Mantra Japa or any master's follower you are. What we are aimed at? For shanti, for vairagya and for concentration, what is known as dharana. This, to get this alpha brain waves, japa is the first step. It is only the first step. After that, 2 more steps are required. Next brain waves, theta. Sometimes you are worrying about a problem, you have relaxed. From beta to alpha vibrations you have come. You are following my language? Beta, alpha? All of you are following beta, alpha? Beta means where you panic when you can't solve it. Alpha means you are relaxed. You just don't care what is happening. And then when you go still deeper into it, this theta vibrations come. And what happens there? The solution comes as if out of the blue. Suddenly you get the solution. And this level of finding solution, in our language we call it prajna. In English we call it as intuition or wisdom. So intuition, it does not come from outside. It comes like as if it is out of the blue. You just don't know from where you got it, but you get it. But if you can master this theta vibrations, can you know what happens? Any diseased man come to a guru, incurable diseases, we have heard from many yogis, right from Christ and Muhammad, six Jain gurus, all gurus you must have heard. They have cured incurable diseases and they are curing it even now. You remember why I am telling it now? Because I am not going to touch it, because I don't have time to talk about it. But I have told you that in dream state you have time-space continuum in your control. But in samadhi state you are beyond time and space. So in incurable diseases, if you are in that samadhi state, you can cure it even now. Even though that body is not here. The best example for many people is the Shirdi Sai Samadhi. Best example where that magic is happening. What is happening there? Because at the time when he was leaving his body, where did he keep his mental level? Theta level. This theta level is known as pranayama. Beta level, wakeful state. Alpha level, what did I say? Japa. Are you following? So we start with japa. You cross over fears, you cross over panics, you get shanti. And then when you practice pranayama, our yogis called it pranayama, the modern scientists are calling it theta. But you see, the way they have explained means dhyana. They say that in theta, the dreaming sleep in deep meditation, particularly strong during the peak experience of meditation, it seems as if the result has come to me out of the blue. you go to Shirdi Sai, you go to Tirupati, or you go to any religious place where Buddha was born, where Christ was born, all these places where they are born are based on theta waves. You just remember, I just can't explain you to you the logic behind it, but if you think about it, you always remember that the birthplace of a saint is our goal, is it not? Where Rama was born? Ayodhya. We go to Ayodhya. Is it not? Where Krishna was born? You know at least about that? Mathura. We go to Mathura. Where Christ was born, where Muhammad was born, where Buddha was born. I am not talking about any Hindu aspect or religious aspect. I am talking about the brain waves. That is why the birthday becomes important. Because if you can concentrate properly instead of cutting a cake, or doing some dances, if you can understand that on the day of birth, naturally you are tuned to your theta waves, your dreams will be fulfilled. We just don't know it. That is why I say I am challenging it, you do it. If you go to a place where Rama was born, then you get your results. If you go to a place where another religious leader was born and you get results, why not now? You yourself can get it. The only thing is you have to get tuned to this. And this tuning is pranayama, theta vibrations. Alpha vibrations are you following? Japa. Beta is of course our normal problematic state. And now this state, delta brain waves. I feel as if I read people's minds. I know the past, present and future. That is samadhi. This samadhi, I am not going to talk about it. So, you understood these brain waves. These have been scientifically plotted. They have been recorded. And their scientific experience has given these results. If you are in the delta brain waves, you will feel as if I read people's minds. I know what they are going to say before they say it. So these three states of consciousness, the wakeful state, the dream state, and the sleep state, and the samadhi state. We can't talk about samadhi now. About sleep state also we can't talk it. But I think you have understood what I am trying to convey. We are generally having our wakeful consciousness. By japa, any mantra of japa, you don't worry about the mantra, you are doing it. It is the manana that is important. Mantra means mananat trayate iti mantraha. Manana means you go on recapitulating it. When you say E is equal to MC squared, what is happening in your brain? You are remembering what you have read about energy, mass and velocity of light, is it not? So whenever you are chanting that formula in a science, that is a mantra, because whenever you read that mantra, whenever you repeat that mantra, you are not just parrot-like repeating. You have to draw the energy. You have to draw the knowledge behind those words. Got the point? So any mantra is all right. But why Gayatri mantra is now being stressed? I think if I have time, I will tell it. But there is a very, very, very scientific logic why we are being asked to do Gayatri mantra and then any other mantra with it. Just as if you want to learn English, you should know the alphabet first. Without knowing the alphabet, and if you don't know how you can read the combination of words, can we learn English? No? Similarly, the Veda, I told you, is the language of the five senses. Always remember it. I am not at all talking about any religion or any cult or caste or creed to which you belong. I am telling about a human body. Any human body which acquires awakening of a particular level, it does it by five senses only. It has no sixth sense. So that is Vedamata. So what is the alphabet of the five senses? How do we know and develop our five senses? That alphabet is in Gayatri Mantra. If you know how to develop the five senses, you can use it to any mantra in the world. You will succeed. That is why the greatest scientific religion giver, unifying all this matter, irrespective of to which place you belong, you remember that first you are made up of five senses, and whenever these five senses are active, you are in a time-space continuum which is common to all. You are sitting here, you are sitting here, you are sitting here, but you are in the time-space continuum, is it not? When you can understand this, when you know how to utilize these five senses, do you know what miracle happened? The eyes could develop a telescope. The eyes could develop a microscope. You remember, the scientists always say, you cannot discover a machine which is not already in you. Even the computers, you know, your brain is the greatest computer, which even now the computer gigantic scholars cannot even imagine, cannot even dream of making such a tremendous computer. Grinder? Do you have a grinder in you? There are two grinders. One is this and the other is this. So all machines which we have, the telescopes, the telephones, what are they based on? On your ears. So when once you know that your five senses are the cause for scientific development, the misappropriation of the scientific talent, which is now the cause for all pollutions, let us not discuss about it, we accept it. All the present day scientific development is the cause for many of our problems. It is because we have forgotten about this Veda, that all these instruments are nothing but our counterparts. When you understand this, this counterpart aspect, you can understand it only by Gayatri Mantra. And after that, you use any mantra, any guru, any teacher, any religion, you will grow in it by leaps and bounds. That is why, first of all, you should be free from this very derogative psychological feeling that Gayatri Mantra is an Indian mantra. It is not. Newton's law is not Newton's. It is for the whole world. Einstein's law is not only for Einstein. It is for the whole world. But again, we call it an Einstein's law because he gave it to us. That's all. We don't know about his biography. We don't know how tall he is, how beautiful he was. We don't know. But we give him credit because he gave us this knowledge. Newton's law, Dalton's law. I use these names because I am basically a science lecturer. But the same thing happens in economics also, in politics also. You got the point? So when Gayatri Mantra is said to be an Indian mantra, given by an Indian rishi, it's okay. But it is given to the whole humanity, you remember that? Let us take it to the humanity, so that at least, instead of the panic-stricken humanity, the beta humanity may come to the relaxed state of humanity. That is Vedamata. And now, by japa you go into the Vedamata aspect, then what happens? Just let us see our own body. I will just show you two pictures. Show Lord Shiva and Vinayaka in our body. That is Deva Mata I am going to show you. You see the brain? This is exactly how the brain looks. And you are seeing the Shivalinga. Are you finding the similarity between these two? You recognize him? Who is this? Vinayaka. And what is this? This is the back part of your brain. It is known that the cerebellum and pons and what is that? Medulla. You are seeing the similarity? Laterally it looks like Vinayaka. And many people ask me, is it just an imagination of the disease or really they exist? You tell me now whether they exist or is it only their imagination. Is the shape of the Vinayaka, you know, without the cerebellum, medulla oblongata and the palms, you cannot think properly. And without Vinayaka's effect, you can't work properly. That is why I do puja to Vinayaka, because there will be no obstacles, because if the brain is correct, there will be no obstacles. And the shape of it, is it not like Vinayaka exactly? Can you show one more? You see the tusk of it? The trunk, that is the medulla oblongata, which leads you down. That is where the Gayatri Mantra leads you from Vedamata to Devamata. You are understanding? So the names that are given to that are not just a feeling of emotion, but literal facts in our body. All devatas are in you. But it is in you, no doubt. You have now understood that Vinayaka is in you. But you have to activate him. Activate him means what? That particular parts of the brain have to be activated. And if you can remember what I showed you in the brain waves, do you remember? I told you about the theta waves. The theta waves, they come out of blue as a divine inspiration. Is it not? Anything which comes out of the blue is nothing but your divine inspiration. But where is the divine inspiration coming from you? Inner awakening. You will have to awaken your inner brain cells. And how do we do it? Did I tell you the process how theta? That's my problem. I am giving such a small time and I have to give you till pranayama is that I told you. If you know pranayama, all the divine centers can be evolved. You just be conversant with this nomenclature, because with this nomenclature, the Indian taboo, I will say, that Gayatri Mantra is Indian. It is not Indian, it is yours. Every human being who has got five senses is a Gayatri incarnate. But he should be aware of it. You are conscious of it, you are conscious of your five senses. But you are not aware of the five senses. Am I clear about this distinction I want to make you clear? You are aware that you have all these things. You are conscious that you are having all these things, but we are not aware of it. What the difference? Open Jashichi. Just a minute, excuse me. I want to awaken myself. Ladder. Ladder with a hole. The advertisement, you remember, with a hole? You should see TVs also and movies also. Anyway, generally we human beings are in beta level. That is what in our terminology is known as wakeful consciousness, jagratavastha. There when we are successful, we'll feel happy. When we are not successful, whether we are panic stricken or we will run away from it. But when you go to the alpha waves through japa, and I remember when I say through japa, I am not talking about any mantra. Even if you go on repeating 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1, are you not finding the relaxation? Or you can say dhum 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 dhum, it is also okay. The only thing is the same sound must be repeated. But why talk nonsense when you have a beautiful divine linking group of words, that's what I am suggesting, do Gayatri. Only that's the reason. And also because through Gayatri, when you go into the theta state through pranayama, you can develop the divine centers in you. All divine centers, if sometime, some other time when we come for a really training class, not just for 1 hour, I will show you that all gods and goddesses exist in our body. Literally, just as soon as Shiva and Vinayaka, they can be seen. And those who are interested, I have taken it from Tony Nader's book, Human Physiology. So there is no secret, I am not telling what I have learned. But what we are doing is, we are combining all this knowledge so that we can have a holistic development. Together we can grow. Got the point? Pranayama, very clear? And now do you remember that your breathing pattern changes when you are in the wakeful state and when you are in the sleeping state? Have you ever observed? All of our breathing changes. Don't you accept it? And the best way to breathe is to breathe with your belly. We have forgotten our belly. That's why we have all these stomach troubles and stomach disorders. Because we are not aware. We are conscious that we have a belly, but we are not aware of the belly. And all this we do by pranayama. And then when we go to the delta brain waves, what we will get? You become omniscient, omnipresent. That is the meaning of it, is it not? The scientists in the research papers, I have taken it from the scientific journals, American Psychological Journals, and so many scientific journals, published papers, I have taken it. And you have that reference there in the website. All these are from scientific journals. I have accumulated it. Now what I am trying to tell, when you are breathing, you just be aware of your breathing now. Don't change your breathing. Just be aware of your breathing. Don't see to me. See your breath. A very, very shallow breathing, is it not? Are you not sure that it is only a shallow breathing? Now take a deep breathing. It should go to the navel. And release it slowly. You have just taken a breath. Don't you find a change? I am not forcing. I am not hypnotizing you. Don't you find a change in your awareness? In your consciousness? You are more aware, is it not, when you deep breathing, is it not? So why not breathe it like that every time, even from now? Why postpone it? You are already breathing. Anyone doubts, I am not breathing? Any hands? Nobody is raising, you are breathing, is it not? So when you are breathing, why make it shallow? Make it slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. Automatically peace descends on you. It descends on you. Just, I have 5 more minutes. Okay. Now you tell me that. Huh? Because even though I am talking about awareness, I am not aware where I am putting the mic. Huh? So I am not a good teacher. But I am a good exchanger of knowledge. So slow, deep breathing, do it 2 times. Very slow. Do it. When I say do it, do it. Then only you can understand the difference of what I am telling, and make it a habit. Make it a habit. And once you make it a habit, do you know what you are happening? You are linking with Devamata, the divinity in you, the theta waves. And then miracles start happening. And many people say, I have started doing this japa, I am going to that mantra, I am doing this site. I have gone many times to Siddhi Sai temple and such Sai temples. And I am a very great organizer of their activities also. I go to the Theosophical Society. I go to the Sri Aurobindo Society. Why I am telling it is, this is not specific, but I generally tell with all my experiences, do Gayatri Mantra Japa. It gives you much more benefits than others. That by practice you will know. And then you follow your own guru and your own teacher, your own divinity, no harm. The alphabets, the five indriyas will be controlled. So you understood these things? Veda Mata, Deva Mata, and now what are we supposed to do? We are practicing all these things. You know how the world is there. The entire world, it seems, by 2012, many scientists say, many astrologers say, many politicians are confident that maybe the planet Earth may not exist. But if you are in theta wave, what happens? Can you imagine? That can be avoided. Don't you feel like that? Out of the blue, some help will come and you will see that nothing is happening to the planet Earth. Something is happening to you. You are becoming divine. So that divine unity, if you can tell it to others, it is a need of the hour. So that we practice this slow, deep, rhythmic breathing. How many of you started doing that? Anyone now raise your hands? Do it. You understood the importance of it, you will get informations out of the blue for all. Huh? The mic is again gone out. Okay? All of you are hearing? Slow, deep, rhythmic breathing, if you can make it a habit, your life will change instantaneously. Instantaneously. Don't you accept it? That this moment when you are breathing deeply, are you not at peace with you? And if you continue it, you will be at peace with you. So that is the challenge I gave. I think I have proved that I have told you, the minute you leave this place, you are a changed man. You have a changed ideal. And then, Pusha, there are 3 more minutes, but can I take 4 more minutes more? I have to stop at 4, but I will stop at 4-5. Is it okay? Just I want to tell one bit of pranayama and leave you. And this is the brain pattern where all the divinities exist. When I show it in that natural way, I have shown you the Shiva and even Ganesha, is it not? Similarly, from this navel, there are 10 pranic nerves which go into our whole body. Those 10 are important. Let us not worry about the names. You just understand, when you breathe, something enters through the navel. That is why we call it the nabhi. And when you are in the mother's womb, you don't breathe, but you grow because of this link with mother's navel. But when you are born, your navel is linked with the cosmic navel and we don't remember it. We are not aware of it. So when you are taking this breathing process, are you very attentive? This is my final advice to you. I am not saying advisor. If you accept me, I will say it is my order. Do that. And I am ordering it not for my sake, but for all of us to become divine. 2 nadis go to the 2 ears. 2 nadis, 2 ears. You can just imagine it. No difficulty. And probably that is how I am being chained by wires. Huh? And this mic is a... Why can't you make it a mobile mic? Anyway, it's okay. Are you following? Just the final class, the final 3 minutes. When you are breathing, all of you remember, breathing, while you are breathing, you visualize 2 pranic currents going to the 2 ears. 2 pranic currents to the 2 eyes. 2 pranic currents to the 2 nostrils. How many pranic currents are now? 6. 6. 1 pranic current goes to the Kundanalika, what is it known as small ulva, what is it called? A small... a small tongue. Kya bolte hain? You can show it there?
Yes.
How to show? Oh, I have it. I'll show it. Just about the throat, below the nose, you have a small tongue. Got it? That one. That technical names you forget. Later in a very detailed classes, we can go into the practical aspects of it. But I know many of you I have met. They are disciples of very great masters. I have met Ravana Maharshi, disciple. And you remember, Ravana Maharshi is an expert in that. And I have one Buddhist, Anapanasati Yoga practitioner. He is an expert in these two. Later I will tell, it takes a lot of time, but when you are breathing, understood? While you are breathing, you be aware. 8 points are over. And then one goes to the anus, another goes to the genitals. These are the 10 powers about which Ravana was an expert. I don't think he has 10 heads. I don't know if he gets sneezing, what happens with his 10 heads. And if he gets some cold, we don't know how many napkins he requires. He is not talking about the 10 heads. We are talking about this 10 Ravana. Ravana means sound, tremendous noise sounds from these 10 centers. Just breathe like that. Leave it. And this is known as Aryabhatta Pranayama technically. Don't worry about the names of it. Whether you know the names of it or not, if you are aware of it, the nadis are active. Is it not? And many people ask me, just by seeing it, one becomes active. Suppose a thief comes here. Just suppose he is not coming. And here is a policeman sitting. All of us are hearing this lecture. But thief will be aware of the lecture or aware of the policeman? Got it? If you are aware of it, they become active. That is the inner awakening of which I am talking about. Be aware, and when you go out, go like this, people will say, what did he tell you? What all these actions are coming? So you need not put your hands also. Be aware of it. Got it? And many of the abharanas we wear are nothing but the power channels once upon a time. Now they have become what? Our money orientation. Okay? Inner awakening, you understood? Thanks God I could finish it on time. I hope you have understood it and I hope you will practice it. And when I am saying all these things, remember, I am not at all talking to stop your gurus or your relationships with them. Be aware of their effect in your life. Effect in your life. Every guru is a master. Every guru is teaching the same thing. But what I am trying to do is to give you in a nutshell the practical steps which you can get. Jai Gurudev.
Thank you all for keeping patience and listening to Dr. Sahib. This is really invaluable things. Because of the presence of Dr. Sahib, we could be able to get this chance. Dr. Sahib is going to, he's planning to stay, means I'm not sure but how long, but he's going to stay here after completion of this Ashwamedha game. So those who are interested in practicing the thing what he is telling through the lectures as well as some more time, then please register or send your email to the contact@awgpnz.org.
Just a minute. I am ready to take the classes, but on one condition. For 3 days you have to come regularly for 2 hours a day. Because I have to make you practice these things, is it not? And probably I will be here till 12th or so around. I don't know. If you are theta waves pull me like a bolt from the blue. I may stay here itself. I don't know.